Final Word. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Congress takes another step in getting aid to Israel and Ukraine.
The House clearing a major procedural hurdle for a series of foreign aid bills that total $95 billion. In a rare occurrence, Democrats voted with Republicans to pass what's called a rule vote, which is needed for a bill to get to the House floor. Traditionally, only the majority party votes for the rule, but Democrats like Jim McGovern say it was necessary to step in.
Because at the end of the day, so much more is at stake here than petty partisanship, brinksmanship.
Conservative members voted against the rule because it doesn't include additional security for the U.S. southern border. The aid bills for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan will be voted on separately tomorrow.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz on Capitol Hill. North Korea says it tested what it's calling a super large cruise missile warhead and the new anti-aircraft missile in a western coastal area. A last-minute effort by former President Trump's lawyers in his hush money trial was turned down by the judge.
Judge Juan Merchan told Trump's legal team that they can't delay this trial by continuing to challenge each of his decisions. Opening statements will happen on Monday, and that's something that former President Trump expressed frustration with while leaving court. Also at the end of court, President Trump stood to leave, perhaps a bit early, and Judge Merchan sternly told him to sit down. The former president later expressed frustration with the judge as well as the court's gag order. There will be a hearing on Tuesday about potential sanctions for possible gag order violations.
Fox's Nate Foy in New York City. Earlier today, the remainder of the alternates were seated. A California judge has tentatively sided with State Attorney General Rob Bonta in a dispute over the title of a proposed ballot measure that would require school staff to notify parents if their child asked to change gender identification at schools. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The Treasury Department is sanctioning two entities they accuse of raising money for West Bank settlers they consider extremists.
The Treasury Department's sanctioned the Mount Hebron Fund and Shlom Asireich, accusing them of raising money for Yinon Levy and David Chaya Hasdei, who are already sanctioned and accused of harassing Palestinians in the West Bank. A deputy Treasury Secretary said the organizations undermine the peace, security, and stability of the West Bank. Together, Treasury says the organizations have raised over $170,000. They've also specifically sanctioned the individual Benzion Gopstein. He's the founder of an organization that tries to keep Jews and non-Jews separated. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The Biden administration restricting drilling across Alaska's petroleum reserve.
The Biden administration takes one of its most aggressive actions under its climate and conservation agenda, blocking some 13 million acres of Alaskan wilderness from oil, gas, and mining operations. The Department of Interior finalizing the regulations affecting the land within the National Petroleum Reserve just ahead of Earth Day. In a separate move, it's also blocking a controversial road, which the state of Alaska wants to build to reach a large copper deposit. The department saying it would threaten indigenous communities and fragment wildlife habitat. But some Alaska natives say the administration did not adequately consult with them about the economic benefits of fossil fuel development in the remote region. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
The Association of Summer Olympic International Federations is criticizing World Athletics for promising to pay $50,000 for each track and field gold medal won at the Paris Olympics. The move by the track body breaks with tradition because the International Olympic Committee does not pay prize money. I'm Lisa Lucera, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.